Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yee.
Okay.
Are you okay?
So, yes, I am.
Sorry, you...
congested.
That's what it is. All right. Hi, welcome to the Double-Sided Story. I'm one of the hosts, Lilia.
I am Ellie. I am so glad to have our guest Sarah here. I am being attacked by my dog at the moment, if you hear anything.
Hey!
Yeah, so welcome to the second ever episode of A Double-Sided Story. It's very exciting, very great. I definitely don't have snickerdoodles in the oven, and I'm gonna have to go back downstairs in, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm being mauled by an Aussie at the moment, so...
Always great.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm pretty good. I just finished work today. I met a bunny, which name is Beaker, which I absolutely loved. Beaker kind of ate through my mask and scratched my phone case, but it was all worth it because Beaker was absolutely just a fluff ball. It was amazing.
Beaker, I remember Beaker. Hello, dogs. I remember Beaker. He was so sweet.
Yeah.
I'll put Lando out when we actually start talking, but he's being nice right now. Lando is my dog, listeners. He is a very sweet and evil boy.
Oh, are we addressing the content consumers?
Yes, we are addressing the content consumers.
Tell him how you named him.
Lando? Oh, he's named Lando because he loves the ladies.
Of course.
Like the Star Wars character, Well, he doesn't particularly love the ladies. He just kind of hates men, which, like, understandable. But
yeah, me too.
So, yeah, that's how he is, Lando, and he loves the ladies. So, Sarah, why don't you give a little introduction to yourself?
Oh no. Was not prepared. Well,
it's okay.
I'm Sarah, if you haven't picked up, sure hope. I am one of the most common names you can ever find, so if you try to find me on social media, good luck. I'm a nerd. I'm sadly their best friends. That's always fun.
Hey! Sarah's our bestie. We mentioned her a few times last episode. Weirdly, I think we're supposed to have another Sarah on the podcast next week. Is that right?
Yeah. Or 2 weeks.
Not surprised. Well, I mean, that's kind of my vibe. I'm weird. I'm currently sitting in bed with my many stuffed animals.
Would you say you are quirky?
No,
I mean, yeah, no.
We like quirky things on A Double-Sided Story.
We or you?
We.
Only you.
We. I am a communist. We.
You also are French. You don't get to rope me into your quirkiness. I will not accept that.
I am several people, actually. I am. I'm like several people, and that's just who I am. And so we do indeed stand quirkiness.
I would like to say for all of our lovely content consumers, this is ironic. Please take it ironically.
Unless you are quirky, in which, hit me up.
Shameless snap plug.
Oh, yeah. Lando ain't the only one who loves the ladies.
Anyway, shall we get on with some of our plans for today's episode?
Yes, of course. Yes,
I think Sarah has gotten the vibe of how we do things here.
Well, yeah, sure hope so. I've kind of known y'all for a while, and I'm now an avid listener to the podcast.
Very, very good. Shall we start, since we mentioned knowing us for a while, shall we start with the story of how that happened?
Bro, how did that happen?
Well, what a fun story to tell. So, I don't know how Ellie met Sarah. Maybe we should start with how Ellie met Sarah, because
That is the first chronologically. So, I believe it was fall of 2016.
Was that sixth or seventh grade?
That was sixth.
Ah.
I met you in sixth grade. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we've known each other for so long now.
That's not why I said, oh my gosh. That's why you were, I was wondering why you were questioning it.
Oh.
But anyways, I walked over to her in the gym, and we were in our little PE class, and I heard her talking about Harry Potter, and I was like, hey, I'm a Ravenclaw. And she was like, oh my god, I'm a Ravenclaw too. And then I realized a few weeks later that I wasn't a Ravenclaw, and she was like, I am so betrayed. And we were also in chorus together, and that's also kind of how we met.
Wait, yeah, that's... Go ahead.
How have we never talked about Hogwarts houses before?
Yeah.
Wait, I have no idea what you are.
I don't know what you are either. Okay, okay. Not to be too quirky, but I actually... I'm a Ravenpuff.
I'm a Ravenpuff! I love that!
I generally say Ravenclaw, though, but, yeah. Ellie, what is your Hogwarts house?
I know it. Do you know it? Yeah, so what are you?
Ellie, what is your Hogwarts house?
Oh, I'm a Slytherin.
Ah, yep.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, Sarah knew that.
I did.
I would like to say for our lovely content consumers, I have 30 seconds left on a timer for some cookies. I'm just gonna, you know, be dealing with some cookies while we're going. There might be some background noises.
Love that.
I have had a dog like trying to eat me this whole time. I think you're fine. But what's your
that hasn't really been audible.
Yeah. So that's actually not the story I thought you were gonna tell.
Oh, which story did you think I was gonna tell?
I was thinking of when we went to that the movie theater to see Hidden Figures as a class. We were on the bus. Remember that?
That was a long time after we met, though.
Yeah.
That was in, like, February, I feel like.
Yeah. I remember we sat next to each other, and we talked, and I very distinctly remember the line of me saying, I feel like I can tell you everything. And you said, yeah, aww, same.
I remember that, too. Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah.
So that's a wholesome moment in the first a few moments of the podcast. Oh.
Yep.
It's been a long time. It's been like 4 years.
See, I haven't actually heard these stories before, so this is new to me too.
Well, yeah. So how did we meet you? I have a horrible memory.
Wait, really? Oh no. Yeah. Okay, I wanna hear that if you're okay sharing that. If you're not, then we'll cut that. But I want to hear that if you're willing to share. For me, though, what I remember is first day of freshman year, I'm at a new school. I've been going to the same school since kindergarten, like, you know, with the same 20 people in the grade since kindergarten. I'm at a new school with completely new people, and I'm scared. And the only person I know is Daria. Mm. And so I get there, and I'm sitting with Sean first day at lunch, and we're just sitting alone in, like, a table in the corner in the cafeteria. And Dari walks up to us and is like, hey, come sit with us. It's all good. I know you. Come sit with us. And so it was like, okay, cool, thanks. And so Sean and I move over. But because there was some kind of weird freshman social hierarchy with where you were sitting at the table.
Yeah. I remember that.
Same. We were at the end of the table, which happened to be where Sarah was sitting. So I was talking to Sarah. I talked to her a little bit. She was mostly concerned with whatever else they were talking about. And I was so, like, anxious at that point. I wasn't going to really have any good conversations. But, like, you know, Sarah, being the friendly goddess she is, was like, oh, yeah, hi, how are you? It's so nice to meet you. Welcome to collegiate kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And, you know, that kind of conversation. And that was basically it.
So I just, my dog just, like, jumped on my face with his entire weight.
That's very nice. Beautiful.
All right, that is all. I am sorry about that.
Continuing on. So that was really it. And then that afternoon, not evening, last bell of the day happened to be PE. And the entire grade has PE at the same time. And the first day, you don't do anything in PE. It's just, like, sitting in the gym while they figure out who's in the class and who's supposed to be in study hall and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, we're all standing around talking. And I'm, of course, once again, talking with, like, hanging out with, like, Daria and that whole group just because that's who I know. And still means I'm talking with Sarah. And, you know, I'm trying to find, like, things to have a conversation about. So I'm like, so what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, and I remember this. Sarah.
And Sarah says, oh, yeah, I like AJR and probably some other stuff, too, that I don't remember. Same. And I was like, wait, that's really cool because I've been, like, really into AJR recently. Long story short, we now have tickets to go see a concert together.
And I do, too, reluctantly.
Ellie's a hater, so we don't include her.
You know, just recently, well, speaking of them, so just recently I learned that I, the AJR super fan, almost super fan that I am, have actually missed a very key detail about the members of said band. So I always thought it was...
Did you not know they were brothers?
I already knew they were brothers. They're, okay. Literally, Instagram handle is AJR Brothers. Like, that's... I already knew that. But so I always thought their names were Adam Met, Jack Met, and Ryan Met. So little did I know, Met is actually not their full name. They said this in a song, but I thought they were just being silly or whatever. But it's actually like Met's a Gallagher or something ever. Like, it's weird, but it's not Met.
Okay,
I good. Learned something new.
Sarah, sorry, gotta wash cookie dough off my hands.
Sarah also simps for the one with the baby face.
Yes, Ryan. Maybe not. Totally. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Simp. So what was the negative memory you associate with our meeting?
Negative?
I have a not-so-great memory at that point.
Oh, I think she just meant she has a bad memory.
What?
Like, no, not a bad memory, like a memory that is bad. Like, your memory is not very good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I
got it.
Yeah. No, I was like, why would I have a bad memory of that?
Sarah and I, one of our biggest fights ever was about a geography project, which is so stupid in hindsight.
Wait, I want to hear this story. Hold on.
No, well, see, you know how I'm kind of,
if it's,
you know,
if it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's so stupid. It's such a seventh grade drama.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how I'm kind of intense?
Yes.
we were on a geography project together, and I was making, like, all the decisions, and so I was like, I don't want it to be like that. I don't want it to be like that. And then so we, like, didn't talk for, like, 2 days outside of that project.
Yep.
Yeah, that honestly makes a lot of sense. No offense, y'all.
Oh, yeah. None taken.
Yeah, it does definitely check out.
I'm going to eat another warm snickerdoodle because I have an entire plate full of snickerdoodles. I wish we had a camera because I would love to show you this, but they keep falling apart, so I have to eat them.
You can, like, post it, like, separately. Be like, hey,
I will post it. I'll post it on my Instagram later. At Ellis Myers 18.
Shameless self-plug.
Yeah.
All of.
Again,
this one was really big. It's definitely raw on the inside.
So, our story of how we met, me and Lilia.
Oh, I love this.
I've not heard this.
It's kind of iconic.
So, the third day of freshman year.
Uh-huh.
Ellie has a different lunch on certain days, so it wasn't until the third day that I actually had lunch with her. And that's the first time we talked. We have history together, but we never really talked at that point.
So and we got thought it was hot.
Ooh!
I'm not going to deny it. To be fair, you are, so...
Thank you, sorry, girl.
You thought I was a threat, so...
I did. I was like, okay, this girl's going to get in my way of eating up a man.
Spoiler alert, I did not. Hashtag forever single. But, So, third day of freshman year, I'm reading this book, The Miseducation of Cameron Post. Which, it's a little fruity, you know?
Yeah, every single fruit listening to this podcast knows where this story's going.
And so, and Sarah and Ellie were talking about, like, summer reading books. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't always love the school assigned books, but I liked reading. And I hold up the book like a, yeah, obviously, I like reading. And then Ellie just starts staring at me. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, are you And I was like, we're not talking about this right now. And then she goes, no, it's fine. I am too. And then Sarah and Sean look at each other and go, what just happened? And then Ellie and I go, communication.
I forgot about that part.
Oh, wow. You know, this is kind of coming back to me. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. We then kept laughing about that for the next half hour.
Oh, yeah. How did the three of us kind of get together as a trio?
I don't remember. I was trying to figure that out.
I feel like we just eventually started, you know, just talking more to each other, and then we all hung out and realized we knew each other. And then, yeah, we got here somehow.
Yeah, I always think that it was kind of like, who do you think was, like, the missing link between all of us? Do you think it was me? Do you think it was Michael? Do you think it was...
Michael is our other friend who is also in this friend group, and we'll be in, I think, 2 episodes from now.
Yes, very soon. Yes. Y'all will meet him.
Also, it's time for the final batch of cookies.
Ooh, oh my god, how many cookies did you make?
So far, we're at 24, but I've eaten 2, so 22.
I'm sorry, 24? Are you, like, 1 an hour? Like, are you hosting a bake sale I don't know about?
No, that's a normal amount for a batch of cookies. 12 pans. 12 pounds.
Still a lot of cookies.
Cookies are good. Why are you complaining?
You'd be surprised how much I can eat them. No, when I once baked cookies to send to my brother and made 60.
Oh my.
On accident, because I didn't read the recipe correctly.
I feel that.
For our lovely listeners, I like baking. I don't read the recipe all the way through before I start baking. Mm-hmm. Like for this one, it recommended freezing it for a couple minutes, like, and by a couple I mean 30. I didn't do that because I didn't realize that, and I didn't want to be doing that the entire time we were on the podcast. Look at me, love I still that. Am. But what was I talking about? Yeah, love baking. Really bad about reading the recipes, so I end up spending way longer on anything that I normally think I'm about to. Except for things like Rice Krispies or chocolate chip cookies, in which case I will throw out the recipe halfway through and do it whatever I want.
That's fair, because those, those are pretty easy to make without a recipe, for the most part.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make Rice Krispies tomorrow morning, because my mom wants them, so.
Ooh, they're
You're
good.
Both putting in so much more effort than I would. I would read the box and be like, nope, never mind, and order it. Like,
what box?
Like, you know, the cake mix, whatever stuff?
Yeah, I don't do mixes.
Bro, I only do mixes.
I normally do if I'm making, like, something complicated.
What are you cooking tonight?
I am making chicken chow mein. It's gonna be fun.
That doesn't sound like a box mix.
Well, yeah, because you don't use a mix with noodles.
Noodle mix.
The best.
Fun fact, that does actually exist.
Ew. Like carpets box noodles?
Carpets don't actually exist?
I said that does actually exist.
Not yeah, where did you get carpet from?
Carpets don't actually
exist. Yeah. They don't, fun fact.
Yeah, women's pockets don't.
I said carpets, not pockets.
Oh, yeah, I switched that in my head.
Correct, women's pockets do not exist.
Mm-hmm.
I got pants with pockets.
I love dresses with pockets.
Of course. Are you even, like, a functioning member of society if you don't understand how amazing that is?
Okay, I celebrate how amazing that is, but I never put anything in my pockets when I have them.
I never do either.
No, I celebrate it as, like, yay, feminism, and then I just don't use the pockets because it gets me, I get so nervous when my phone's in my pocket that someone's gonna take it.
Yep.
Some of y'all don't work in a place where you have to carry, like, 50 things in your pockets while walking around and hope none of them fall out.
That's what I have a purse for.
You're not allowed to have bags at work.
Oh.
You have to get, like, special permission, and that's generally only given if you have, like, I have a friend, she, needed to carry her asthma inhaler. So she went to her manager and was like, hey, can I have a, like, a fanny pack type of thing to carry my inhaler? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Make sure it's nothing you can, like, set down and forget about. And she was like, cool, thanks. But they don't like us to have bags because they don't want us to set things down and, like, forget about them, have customers pick it up, whatnot.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, I have a system. In my back right pocket, I will carry pens and a box cutter. And in my back left pocket, it's a notebook and my phone. And sometimes I'm smart and actually keep my ID on me. Most of the time, I'm not.
Cool.
Because one time I took my ID with me and then I dropped it and couldn't find it for 2 days.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not great. How do y'all feel about school starting in a few weeks?
No. Absolutely horrible.
Really?
Half and half. I don't know.
I'm so behind on summer work.
So am I. But I'm so excited too. I need the distraction, man.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but also my schedule is painful. You know what? You know what? I can't remember whether it's SEMLang and then English 11 or English 11 and then SEMLang, but they're back to back.
Oh, that's a lot of English in one sitting.
Yeah.
I get it's going to be like different types of English and different like strategies and like lessons and whatnot, but that is a lot of English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, even though it's one bell, it's still two English classes, SEMLang, right? So
yeah.
Everyone at work thinks I'm taking three English classes and a French class, and it's just wondering what I'm doing with my life.
Wow, yeah. Well, I mean, I have the same wonder, but for a different reason.
Why?
I don't know. You have so much going on in your life. It's just weird.
Me?
Yes, I'm going.
Yeah.
I quit my job, my last day's the 21st.
Ooh. Congrats.
I like how you just know it's a congrats.
I had my last day yesterday at one of my jobs.
My last day is Monday.
What do you mean my last? What do you mean how was it?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking about how I'm going to have my last day, and these are the coworkers I'm going to see that day, and these are the ones I'm not, so I got to make sure I say goodbye to everyone, like, when I last see them, and I've been trying to figure out, like, when I'm going to last see everyone. It's making me kind of sad.
Well, see, what happened was I wanted to have, like, a really quiet exit, and I didn't want everyone to know until I was, like, gone, but that didn't work out that way, because someone told everyone, so everyone knew when my last shift was, and when the last time they were working with me was. There are people that I never had a shift with the entire 3 months I worked there. It was a good last shift. No one got emotional or anything, which is good. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't have many people to say goodbye for mine. I'm just going to see them again when we go back to school.
Haha, teacher's pet.
Really, yeah.
I love
speaking
how you didn't
of which,
say that.
Oh, go
when
ahead.
When you introduced yourself, you didn't mention you were a teacher's pet.
Love that. But so, yeah, I wanted to know. So we're doing, you know, that checklist thing. And, you know, for the summer. Yep. And so on there, it says sees a teacher, like, outside of school or something.
It does not count at work. You do
Darn
not
it.
Count your job.
Darn it. I literally saw, like, Miss Newman and Dr. Booth is coming in next week. And I'm
is
literally going to see all
of outside of school, Sarah?
It's in the building of school, but I'm not going to be in session
yes, but
of
you
school.
You are in school.
It is in
the school. Darn it. Darn it. I could have gotten so many points for those.
No, you couldn't.
Well, see, I literally live, like, maybe, like, a block from one of our teachers last year. So that's, like, a point generator for me right there. Because I run into her, like, probably at least once a week.
Yeah, that would have been some good times to get some points.
Yeah, and I'm not the one who added that as a point thing.
I think I did, because I forget you two constantly see other teachers. It's like, the neighborhood I run in the mornings is technically where Mr. B's parents live, but if I ran into Mr. B, I'd probably run in the other direction.
not for, like, we like Mr. B, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of running, so as some of you may know, there is a CW show called The Flash.
Oh my god.
Yes. So the main actor who plays The Flash, his name is Grant Gustin, and he went to our school only for like a year, and so I checked to make sure you can't find it on the interwebs, but it was very weird seeing that his name is on our yearbooks.
Yeah, one yearbook has it.
Yeah, and then he transferred to a nice little fancy art school in the area.
Of course. But yeah, I love that because he has like one of those tiles they painted as an elementary on the walls.
Yeah, I found his.
Uh-huh, and it says Grant Gustin on it.
Well, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I think I'm trying to remember which plant this is. Okay, hold on. Let me go through my plants.
Her plants have the nerdiest names.
Okay, so we have Natasha. We have Clint. We have Tony. We have Steve. We have Thor. And that means Bruce died already.
It's weird it wasn't Natasha.
One's Peter.
Too soon.
Always too soon. Peter. Peter seems to have some kind of
Don't say he plant invasion.
Peter doesn't feel so good with
No.
I still remember like the week at school after Infinity War came out,
yeah.
And how everyone was just like a wreck.
Yep.
Sean and I saw, Sean was really into Marvel at the same time as me. We saw Infinity War like the same weekend. We came into school that Monday just dead.
Oh
yeah, that's how I remember lots of people being.
Yeah,
it's just so many people. Everyone was talking about it, and several people hadn't seen it. So they were like covering their ears. And I do remember people had like sticky notes, and they said, "Don't talk to me about it" or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh. Gosh, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I miss having movie releases that big. Like, it was big for Endgame, but other than that, we haven't had another one like that.
I mean, Luca tore up TikTok.
I think Black Widow would have done that if it was during the school year, not the summer.
Kinda, yeah, I see that.
Not nearly as big, though, because...
Because it's a solo movie and not a...
Yeah. I think we're gonna get that though with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Just because that's gonna include stuff from WandaVision and stuff from Loki and probably stuff from Falcon the Winter Soldier too.
Mm-hmm. I need to just watch.
Watch it.
I need to watch WandaVision. I've seen Loki. Oh. I watched it all in one day.
Make sure you're emotionally prepared.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to say. Sarah does have to go pretty soon, so let's get to the one other topic we said we were going to talk about today.
Oh, the spicy topic.
Spicy?
Would you like to introduce it since it's your idea?
It's spicy topic. I wanted to talk about citizen space travel.
Oh. I do remember this.
Yeah. I don't think that Sarah thought I was serious, but no, I absolutely was.
Did not know you were serious. That was 100% not what I thought you were going to say.
Warning, there's going to be another timer going off in 5 seconds. So, citizen space travel. Ellie, I'm assuming since you brought this up, you have an opinion on it.
Oh, yeah. I think we have way bigger issues to get to before we send normal people to space.
Well, yeah, I concur with that. And I'm the weird NASA person here.
And I also think we shouldn't colonize space. Look at what it did to the Earth.
I don't think we should do it yet, and by yet, I mean, like, in a long time. But I think we should, like, in the name of, like, exploration and curiosity, I think we should eventually, but not soon.
Exploration I'm fine with. Exploration is a different thing than sending people out there to live there.
I mean, they're going to live there, but they're going to do experiments.
I mean, I think we might have to, though, eventually, because, I mean, like you said, look at what it did to the Earth.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm of the opinion that if the Earth's on its way out, we should all stay on the ship.
Well, Kumbaya. You know that CEO entrepreneur born in 1964
Jeffrey Bezos, yes.
Will not be staying on the ship with the rest of us. And do we really want Jeffrey Bezos to be the one continuing our population?
No. Lies. Nah, not happening.
Well, you know why he's going up there, right?
Because he can sell it.
So that he can sell it to us.
Well, yeah. Ooh, I heard this thing. So, there's a theoretical line of altitude that that makes you get the title of astronaut. Apparently, Alan Shepard, the first U.S. astronaut to leave Earth's atmosphere, does not go over that line, but he is an astronaut. I mean, he's our first ever astronaut. But the Starliner, or whatever it's called, I think Starliner is a different one. But where Jeffrey Bezos went is actually a little bit over said line. But I don't think we can call Jeffrey Bezos an astronaut.
I think that's the whole point. He went over the line. He wanted to be astronaut Jeffrey Bezos.
Yeah. I think he's not astronaut Jeffrey Bezos. He's asshole Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a whole lot.
I don't think he deserves a title.
I think everyone else on there might deserve it, but he does not.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm wondering is wasn't there like an 18-year-old or something who went on the trip with him? What I'm wondering was what he was thinking. Is he one of the, like,
did Elon Musk like
fanboys, or was he someone looking for a sugar daddy?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that. Like, do you think that maybe this guy was trying to mooch up, was trying to get a piece of that Bezos booty? I don't know.
And by booty, you mean money.
That's absolutely what I meant. That was definitely a double entendre.
If he was a little younger,
Sorry, you said booty, associating it with money. My brain goes to pirates.
Oh.
That's going to be fun. We're having movie night later, and we're watching Pirates because someone here hasn't seen it, and I think she needs to have the bi crisis we all grew up with.
Ellie hasn't seen it?
No, I've seen one of them, and I'm pretty sure it was the fourth.
What are you doing in here? Sorry, Daisy came into my room.
I thought we were watching it just because it's a great movie series.
It is a great movie.
Concur. I watched the first one a week ago, and then the second one 2 days ago.
You know we're watching the first one tonight and the second one next week, right?
Yep, I did know this.
Okay. I've seen one of them, and I'm, like, pretty sure it was the fourth.
I like the fourth.
Oh, that's the worst one. No, I have not seen any past the third, and I do not wish to. Once you get rid of Sir Orlando Bloom and what's her face?
Orlando Bloom? Oh my goodness.
It's Orlando Bloom and Pirate King Elizabeth Swan.
Yes.
Her name is Keira Knightley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Will Turner and Pirate King Elizabeth Swan. I guess Elizabeth Turner by that point. Not actually. But isn't
the fourth one the one with the stars and the constellation thing?
I don't know. I haven't actually, like I said, I haven't seen the fourth and fifth. And apparently they're making a sixth. But it's like, once you lose Will and Elizabeth, it's not as good. The first one
is you can't thirst as much.
Yeah. But also the first one, I've seen so much in-depth film analysis of this. I'm sorry for, little rant real quick.
You have 5 minutes. Nope, three minutes.
First one, Jack Sparrow was originally written as a side character. Everyone fell in love with him because he's an incredible character, but he was originally written as a side character. Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom were the main characters, and that was how it was written. They were supposed to be the main ones. Jack Sparrow was a side character. He was the comedic relief. But everyone fell in love with him, so they were like, I know how to make more money. Let's make him the main character. So for the second one, the third one, fourth, fifth, and possibly sixth, Jack Sparrow becomes the main character. They leaned into that a little more in the second and third, but by the fourth, fifth, and sixth, I don't know if sixth is actually out yet. They've completely gotten rid of Elizabeth and Will, and it's just Jack Sparrow as the main character.
Which seems like the completely wrong way to go about it.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's still good. It's still enjoyable. The entire thing is just really fun to watch. It's not high art or anything, but it's so fun to watch. It's really fun to watch. It's enjoyable. All of the movies are enjoyable. The first three are significantly better. That concludes my rant.
Well, I am going to leave you fine, ladies, to it. I don't know if you're going to continue or not.
Probably not.
Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. Any social medias you'd like to shout out before leaving?
No, I don't want y'all weirdos finding me.
Good thing it's mostly our friends. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was really fun?
Yeah.
That felt even more natural than last time.
Really, I felt like the beginning felt a little off.
Yeah, but after that, we really got into it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching, content consumers. Listening, content. Thank you so much for consuming, content consumers.
If you want to find me, I am at GazelleNor.
And if you want to follow me, I'm at LSMyers18 on Instagram and Twitter, at Anxiety the Musical on TikTok. Thanks so much for playing.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.